This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. San Diego likes to call itself America's finest city. The beaches, beautiful. The weather, balmy. The median household income makes it the sixth wealthiest city in America. There is a downside. These days, the city looks like a model of fiscal mismanagement. It has a pension deficit of more than $1 billion and failed to disclose that shortfall to the bond market. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Allison St. John reports.
San Diego's image as a laid-back tourist mecca is bolstered by carefree ads like this one, put out by the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Then come to San Diego. You can't help but have fun, especially when you're building sandcastles together on 70 miles of beaches. And
the San Diego Convention Center, with its roof that soars like sails next to the bay, is the site of one of the biggest coups for the city's visitor industry, the 1996 Republican National Convention. That was the year then-Mayor Susan Golding discovered a neat accounting trick. The cost of putting on the convention could be offset by simply not paying into the city employee pension fund that year. Underfunding the pension was meant to be a temporary stopgap measure, but instead it became a habit. The pension money turned into a kind of slush fund for the city. Now, an independent audit has come out with a scathing report blaming the city's management practices. Auditor Paul Mako with the Washington-based firm of Vinson & Elkins announced their conclusions.
At the heart, we found inadequate, if not wholly non-existent, internal controls for financial reporting, and a disorganized, if not dysfunctional, organization in city management that delegated responsibility while abandoning accountability.
The city has spent well over $2 million on extra audits this year and still has no finalized financial statement for 2003. The FBI, the SEC, and the U.S. Attorney are investigating possible criminal wrongdoing at City Hall. Standard & Poor's announced this week it can't give San Diego a credit rating and has put the city on a negative credit watch. Outside the Civic Center on a recent sunny afternoon, Carl DeMaio of a government watchdog group, the Citizens Budget Project, called on voters to hold local politicians' feet to the fire.
Bankruptcy is a potential if this city council and this mayor do not immediately act.
San Diego Mayor Dick Murphy is up for re-election in November. Back in 2002, he voted to carry on underfunding the pension plan. But now he argues this is a scandal he inherited and he can solve the $1 billion pension deficit.
The city is not facing bankruptcy in any way. We have fixed the problem. We have adopted a pension reform plan that reduces underfunding and requires the city to pay off the deficit over the next 15 years.
But some observers call this denial. The mayor's own pension reform committee estimates to pay off the deficit over 15 years would take a huge chunk of the city's assets.
If that full funding is achieved, that will represent 25% of the general fund.
William Vortman is president of National Steel and Shipbuilding and a member of the reform committee.
25% just to fund retiree benefits. The question is, does the taxpayer feel one quarter of their dollar should go for retiree benefits?
Vortman estimates a whopping $300 million a year will have to be paid into the pension fund to bring things back to an even keel. One of the committee's recommendations is to sell off hundreds of millions of pension obligation bonds to pay off the deficit. But there's a catch. Until the city's credit rating is restored and the federal investigations are over, the city cannot sell a penny in bonds. Scott Barnett, a consultant who headed the San Diego Taxpayers Association for years, says even if the city could sell bonds, that's simply paying off debt with more debt.
Right now, they don't have a clue as to where they're going to get any more money for debt service. They're already up to their necks for the ballpark, the convention center, and other general fund-supported debt.
The mayor and council will eventually have to bite the bullet. Their options include drastically cutting city services, raising fees and taxes, and potentially filing for bankruptcy to get out of past employee benefit contracts. San Diego is not the only city suffering from pension fund panic. A new survey of nearly 100 U.S. cities by Wiltshire Associates, a national pension consulting firm, finds more than one in six have pension plans as badly underfunded as San Diego's. For Day to Day, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.